Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 8 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool evening across Israel. Clear skies are overhead in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, making for a pleasant night. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing a light breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, from Mariv, just in, a Hezbollah tunnel was discovered inside a clothing store in southern Lebanon. This comes alongside reports of an Israeli drone strike. Also, from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour, the IDF uncovered a Hezbollah stronghold 25 meters underground in southern Lebanon. Soldiers found weapons and several rooms used for operational management. Also this hour. From Israel Hayom Hebrew, President Trump shared an action plan against Iran. He outlined steps to open the straits forcefully if negotiations fail. Separately, from JTA earlier today, Tel Aviv's bus station is a refuge for those without shelter during the ongoing conflict. Many foreign workers have moved into the building. And finally, from JNS in earlier reporting, a 7-year-old Israeli girl critically wounded in an Iranian missile attack has been discharged from the hospital. She suffered severe liver damage. Reaction has been swift on social media. Mark Dubowitz, CEO of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, posted just minutes ago. He suggests President Trump should end the ceasefire with Iran if leaders remain uncooperative. From the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs, posting earlier today, the mayor of Sar-Louis raised an Israeli flag leading to gunfire at City Hall. They call this act anti-Semitic violence. Manny Fabian, a journalist, writes that the IDF found an underground Hezbollah command center beneath a clothing store in southern Lebanon. Let's go deeper. Starting with the discovery in Lebanon, Mariv reports that the IDF found a Hezbollah tunnel inside a store. This follows a drone strike nearby. The IDF's continued operations underline the ongoing tensions at the border. For residents, it raises concerns about potential escalations. Turning to President Trump's action plan against Iran, according to Israel Hayom Hebrew, Trump is prepared to open the straits if Iran doesn't negotiate. This could impact global oil supplies and escalate regional tensions further. Observers worry about the broader implications for Middle East stability. Meanwhile, in Tel Aviv, foreign workers find refuge in a bus station. JTA highlights the building's role as a shelter during conflict. As Israel relies more on foreign workers, this situation underscores the need for better infrastructure and support systems. On the economic front. First, from Israel Hayom Business earlier this hour, supervised dairy products will see a price increase on May 1, 2026. The adjustment reflects a periodic update based on a fixed formula. Separately, from Mariv Business, LVMH CEO Bernard Arnault warns that the Middle East conflict could become a global catastrophe. The situation has already impacted the company's sales. And finally, from CTEC, AI security unicorn Syra has acquired startup Rift in a deal worth up to $130 million. Rift has developed tools for automated data access in AI environments. That's your Israel 18 news update for evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.